on their necks, right?
Yeah.
Mother and daughter, right?
Mm-hmm. Or son.
Child.
Kid. Kid is a goat, huh?
Yeah, lamb.
Kids are like goats.
Yeah, why don't we say you and lamb? How about that?
All right. You and lambs. Same thing for the goats, too.
Same.
For the goats.
Goats. Okay. Now, how would you say that in Navajo?
Well, they... I mean, tie cloth around the neck.
Yeah. The same color cloth, isn't it?
Yeah. But different colors for each family.
Okay, family. All right.
Anyway. The Beto of Yazoo was there.
Once more.
The Beto of Yazoo was there.
All right. So it goes Debe.
The Beto of Yazoo.
Debe. Sa-i.
Alright. Debet sa-i. Do-bi-yaja.
Do-bi-yaja.
Na-at-a-zeta-alte.
Na-at-a-he. He.
Bezeta-alte.
Bize...
Dalt.
Dajt.
Dalt.
Dalt. Okay, what is that? That means what?
What?
What does that mean in Navajo? You tie the...
You and the lamb.
Uh-huh.
With cloth. Same color.
Okay. Okay. Now the second method is... You didn't say anything about the neck, huh?
No.
Okay.
I said put it around their neck.
Okay, how about, how would you say it for method two when you put it around their legs?
Let's put that stuff in there, I'll tell you.
Alright. Okay.
Well, although the kids are not though, baby, that just look. The kids are gonna stop, baby, that just look.
The kids are gonna.
The kids are gonna.
Gonna.
Yeah.
All right.
Stop, baby, that just look.
Stop.
Yeah.
And what's the next one?
Baby, that just look.
Okay. Now the third method is to mark them with marking pens, right?
Yeah.
What do they call a female goat?
Klezetsai.
I mean in English.
Huh?
I mean in English. I don't know the term in English.
Female goat?
Yeah.
Goat.
I guess they do. It's a nanny goat. That's right.
Nanny goat.
Yeah, there's a billy goat, which is a male, and a nanny goat. Didn't you know that?
Nope.
And then, yeah, I know it.
Nanny goat, billy goat, and kids, huh?
Yeah. Right, how would you say mark the ewes and the lambs with a marking pen? Here.
The ewes and the lambs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or, you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. Well, we should take the Oh, you take a magic marker.
Yeah.
Oh, they Navajo.
Yeah. Once more. Okay. Ashto.
You don't have to put that in. Just saying or.
Oh, big K.
Big L T. Bear big L T. Bear. Bear big L T.
That's it?
Baby guilty. Stop, baby guilty.
Ash.
Stop.
Alright.
Baby guilty.
Okay.
Just.
Alright. That's it?
Yep.
Alright, and would you say it different if you used paint? Would it be said differently in Navajo?
No. It'll be the same.
Alright. Okay, now the second step is to put red strings around the necks of lambs who are stillborn, who have ewes.
You don't have to put red strings, but any color.
Alright. How would you say that?
What was that now?
You're putting the string around the neck of the ewes with the lambs that are stillborn, the ones that are born dead.
Oh. No. The bits that are getting does scary, they stop with it.
Alright. Once more.
The bed side. The yazza. The bed side. The yazza. Nedaz.
Okay. That's it, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So, the bet. Ta'e biyaji nidaz se digi bize daliti, right?
Bize
dalti.
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 Dalti. Dalti. Yes, bize dalti.
Okay. Alright. Okay, now how would you say to catch a ewe and throw her in a nursing pen? This is for ewes that don't like, you know, their lambs.
The best side is that they are his creed.
The bet saegi
is.
What's the next?
Asati.
Asati. Alright.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah.
He's there.
Il. E. Yeah, il te.
Yeah, il te.
Yeah. That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Why, now how would you say go to the lamb pen and get her lambs? Or its lambs, or...
What? I don't...
Once more.
The Bayazigi. The Bayazigi.
Yeah.
Bishyahanatis.
Bish.
Bishyahanatis.
Yeah.
Anatis.
Bish. Hey. Okay, let's see. Okay, go get the one of the lambs, and now we want to say put the lamb in the nursing pen.
Put the lamb in the
nursing pen with the mother.
I said that already.
Oh, okay.
I said you put the ewe in the lamb, and the ewe in the pen, and then you put the lamb, its lamb with it.
Okay. Alright. No, and the other one, we just want to say, just let the sheep and the lambs come together in the main sheep pen. We want to also say, if the lamb and sheep get along, you know, if the lamb and sheep like each other.
And if the ewe likes its lamb.
Right.
I bet that the yazi is in there, yeah. I slapped it a bit to jet.
So it's the bet?
The bet side. The bet side.
Yeah.
The yazi. The bet side, the yazi.
Be. Alright, the yazi.
In this and that.
In
The base.
Yeah. All right. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the whole thing?
Yes.
If
the ewe likes its lamb, if the ewe gets along with its lamb, you put him in the other pen with the rest of the sheep.
All right.
Good enough, ain't it?
That's perfect. That's so good. I'm gonna recommend you for a medal. So, and finally we want to talk about how do you feed the dogs?
How do you feed the dogs?
Sorry, Donald, we want to know how to feed the dogs.
Alright. Damn.
I know, I do it every day.
Tired.
Well, I know you're tired. I'm tired too. Maybe we shouldn't have done all that, you know, chopping wood. Or I shouldn't have chopped wood. You shouldn't have run.
Should have got a headache for that right now.
Well, you want to stop for a minute?
No. I'll take an aspirin if you've got one. Keep on working.
I got a couple. Turn the machine off. We're going to start calling you Donald Turn On the Machine. All right, the first step in feeding the dogs is you buy a dog, right?
Get a dog.
Oh, alright, get a dog. Get a dog. Okay, that's the first step. Now the second, no, come on. What is the first step? Get a dog. Yeah. Okay, what's the first step?
You starve a dog so it could get hungry.
Oh, you get a starving dog. Okay, now what's the next one?
Oh, first step, huh? I don't know. Throw out leftovers, I guess.
Are you, alright, they don't feed them dog food like we do, right?
No, only me and you are a little bit civilized.
You take the leftovers, right?
That's what Grandpa do.
Alright. I couldn't believe the other day he was trying to feed him kidney beans.